With me on the phone right now, hardcore legend Mick Foley, otherwise known as Mankind and Cactus Jack, also best-selling author. He's had books like Have a Nice Day, Foley is Good, and Tatum Brown. Mick Foley, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's nice to be talking with you guys.
You are going to be at the NWA Wrestling Legends Fan Fest coming up at the Clarion Hotel in Fayetteville, North Carolina, August 14th and 15th. Signing autographs, a great time for the fans to get one-on-one with superstars like Ricky Steamboat, Sting, Rock and Roll Express, Magnum TA. Several members of the Four Horsemen will be there. You looking forward to coming to Fayetteville, Mick?
Oh, man, it's gonna be a great time. I hadn't done a wrestling convention in quite a while. I did one about 6 months ago, and I remembered how much fun they could be. Not just meeting the fans, but hanging out with the guys that you used to know, and some guys. And in this case, I'm looking at the rest. I think I know everybody there. But it's going to be a good time. I guess I kind of slide by as an NWA legend because when I started there in 1990, when I started with what later became WCW, it was still known as NWA. That was in 89, so I guess they're saying that allows me that legendary status so I can come to the convention.
Well, there's no doubt that you are a legend, but you're also a hardcore legend. Now, did hardcore wrestling originate in, like, Japan, or was it Philadelphia, or did you invent it? Where did it come from?
Well, I didn't invent it. It's actually been around a long time. You know, I think there were some hallmarks in hardcore wrestling. There was a infamous concession stand brawl in Tupelo, Mississippi in the 70s that I think inspired a lot of the stuff you saw in Japan later on. And I think when Randy Savage pile drove one of the Rock and Roll Express, I believe, on a table, and the table broke, and that was seen as a hardcore moment. So these were guys who did it well before I ever got into the business. And, you know, Terry Funk has always claimed, he's the authority on hardcore when it comes to me, that, you know, hardcore wrestling is not about chairs or tables or garbage cans. It's about, you know, a willingness to go the extra yard for the fans. So by that standard, you know, a lot of guys are hardcore, including, you know, guys like Sting and Ricky Steamboat.
And, man, you and Terry Funk had some classic hardcore matchups, man.
Yeah, we did. We did, you know. We could have been arrested for a lot of the stuff we did to each other in certain states, including North Carolina is a little more relaxed, I guess. But in a lot of states, we'd probably be in prison for what we did to each other.
I often have people come up to me and say, "Wally, you're always having wrestlers on the show, but don't you know it's fake?" But yet, you've lost an ear, you've lost some teeth, broke several bones. I mean, what do you say to people that call it fake?
You know, fake is obviously the wrong word. I would say that they, you know, they probably haven't watched it carefully, because I think anybody who watches it carefully and has a, you know, a little bit of common sense would be able to see that the guys, you know, are suffering for their art, and that there's a real talent to it.
Now, Mick, when you first came upon the wrestling scene in the late 80s, we knew you as Cactus Jack. Later, you became Mankind, Dude Love. We've also seen you use your real name, Mick Foley. What was your favorite persona or character?
Oh, man, it's tough to say. I think you rule out Dude Love immediately. And then the other guys, Mankind was a lot of fun towards the end, when my knees were going on me and I was in a lot of pain, because I was able to concentrate on bringing the humor out of the character. And that's really what I thought, boosted me up there in the fans' eyes. They really took to the character. But I always thought that Cactus Jack gave the best matches, and his legend kind of grew to the point where people thought, you know, that Cactus Jack was actually a lot tougher than he was. And we built it up that way, and I think it works out pretty well. The only problem is, after you've built it up, you really have to, you know, put out in the ring, and that's the type of match you can't do very often.
Hey, we've got legendary wrestler and best-selling author Mick Foley on the show, and when we come back, I want to get your thoughts on the good old days back in WCW on WTBS.